conversation number 38-14, portion of a telephone conversation between the President, H.R. Haldeman, and John D. Ehrlichman. This portion was recorded on April 13, 1973, between 6:44 and 6:47 p.m.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Well, what is your analysis of Chuck's latest...
I don't know. We're just sitting here trying to untangle it.
The one thing I wanted you to throw into the pot is that you have to recognize the thing that you brought in earlier, that every individual here, of course, is trying quite naturally to save his own position.
Yep.
Second thing, point is that one thing that demonstrates that is the almost absurd suggestion that Mitchell should go in and plead insanity, you know. I mean, what the hell? I mean, that's just unbelievable, you know, that they would suggest such a thing. But that shows you how the point
is. I don't think they were suggesting it. I think he was saying that's what he would do if he were his lawyer.
I know, but they're also covering up their
own. This is a rather slimy fellow.
Well, you got to realize that this is the way they're indicating their own concern about their own problem. That's what their lawyer is concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
But I would not make decisions based simply on what they've told you on this. I mean, obviously, right. the fact that Hunt's going before the jury, fine. We understand that, and I'd make it on that. But some of the rest. Did Chuck bring over the transcript?
Nope. Just a minute. Chuck didn't have the transcript, did he?
No, his partner said forget it.
Yeah, his partner said forget it. You'll never get the transcript.
Wow.
But they swear up one side and down the other and crosswise that it's absolutely true. But I'll tell you, listening to the thing, the other side,
you're convinced of that. You heard the transcript, didn't you?
Yeah.
What do you think? You think he's lying? Chuck is lying?
I find it very hard to believe that he's telling the truth.
Mm-hmm. And John does too, isn't that true?
I think so, yes.
In fact, John said that he believed that Magruder ready to crack and go in and tell
him. No question. It isn't ready to crack. He's obviously worked out with the lawyers the plan for it, and he's trying to make the final decision as to whether he goes in and tells the truth or goes in and takes the fifth. He obviously has crossed the bridge that he's not going to lie anymore.
All right.
At least that's my reading.
All right. Okay. Well, you haven't analyzed the...
Nope.
The Colson thing. You're looking at it now.
Yeah.
You want to take a half hour and call me back?
All right.
Bye.
This concludes the Abuse of Government Power segments for conversation number 38-14.